It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Thanks for joining me today. I recently read a very interesting book, especially if you're one of those people who are interested in the biologic basis of behavior and brain development. I must say, my reading of The Whole Brain Child, that's the title, Whole Brain Child, did give me more understanding about the division of labor of the human brain, even though I've been to medical school, taken neuroanatomy, and even dissected a human brain myself. The authors, Drs. Siegel and Bryson, a pediatric psychiatrist and a pediatric psychotherapist, respectively, introduced me to the concept of brain plasticity and brain integration. We have known since the 19th century that different parts of the brain have different functions, but until recently, we have not understood the concept of an ever-changing, rewiring brain that is constantly integrating, that's their term, brain functions and information so that a child's emotional state stays, in their lingo, in the river of well-being. For me, this is the core concept of Drs. Siegel and Bryson's book. I must say, they also did a great job of explaining the vital role that parents play in this never-ending process. A child's brain is ever-changing, ever-learning, ever-adapting, and ever-attempting to understand and cope. The Whole Brain Child is not a discipline or a parenting book, even though it seems like one at times. It does give parents a new insight into the roots of their children's behavior, however. For instance, pointing out that memories come with an emotional tag, and that retagging a memory association with a different emotional tag can really help both parent and child understand and change some of a child's behavior. A parent's insights are vital in helping, quote, shine the light of awareness, end of quote, on difficult emotions a child may encounter. Children learn to integrate their memories, emotions, and feelings into an understandable form only with the help of their parents. I don't mean to imply that the whole brain child doesn't have some practical suggestions for parents. It certainly does. It does present strategies for dealing with tantrums, the overly rigid child, understanding the importance of hunger and fatigue on a child's behavior, and offers strategies for helping a child deal with excessive situational anxiety. But frankly, I prefer the common sense approach of listening before a parent speaks, trying to help a child turn their emotional volume down rather than turning it up, trying to understand what a child is feeling and helping them articulate and understand these feelings. Something that I don't need a cute name like connect and reconnect, or turning me to we, or engage, don't enrage, to do. I just don't need these. I didn't find them very useful. I think the strength of this book is that it further defines the process of what we already know. An emotionally engaged, loving parent, regularly present to help a child interpret their feelings and experiences, is the backbone of raising an emotionally healthy child, teaching them to deal with and understand their own temperament, or in the whole brain lingo, quote, integrating, end of quote, the competing feelings and associations that a child feels. I think by explaining some of the biologic basis of behavior, the book likely will help some parents not have the all-too-easy, angry response to a child's emotional expressions. Less anger and less frustration by parents can only be a good thing for every child. For those parents who are looking for a practical solution to common parenting dilemmas, I'm afraid you won't find it here. For those parents looking for an intellectual understanding of child development, this is your book. I give The Whole Brain Child 3.5 Doc Smo stars on a 1 to 5 scale. Well, thanks for joining me. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Anne Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.